Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Businesses in more and more states continue to throw open their doors again, even as the number of coronavirus deaths in America keep climbing. In the U.S., the number is right around 80,000 now, and as states reopen, a new projection from the University of Washington estimates 137,000 Americans could die of the virus by early August. In Michigan, the state attorney general planning on issuing a formal opinion soon that the Michigan Capitol Commission can ban guns from Capitol grounds. It happened after an armed protest last week of the governor's state of emergency extension request till April 30th. AG Dana Nessel saying yesterday,
for the general public, when it comes to protesting, unless the thing that you're protesting has to do with guns, and then maybe you want to show that you're in support of it, I don't understand why you do need to have a weapon.
USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Vice President Mike Pence will be at the White House this week, even though his press secretary has tested positive for coronavirus. Pence's office pushing back on reports that he would be keeping his distance from the White House, working remotely for the next few days. Pence did keep a low profile over the weekend out of an abundance of caution. He tested negative for the illness, so there are no restrictions on his schedule for the next week, though. Famed comedian actor Jerry Stiller passing away at the age of 92. He had a long resume, but was known most recently for playing the father to Leah Remini's character in The King of Queens.
Oh, those Italian food? Arthur, you love Italian food, don't you?
I eat anything at this point. Just end this experiment.
National gas prices and demand gradually rising again amid the pandemic. Experts say the rise is attributed to various states across the nation starting to ease stay-at-home orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Top Trump administration health officials will be appearing remotely at a U.S. Senate hearing this week after entering some form of self-quarantine. Dr. Anthony Fauci and others will testify through video conference. The hearing will feature witnesses including Fauci, the CDC director, and FDA chief. All three are now in quarantine themselves after coming into contact with a person at the White House who has since become infected. One of the two people in the White House to recently test positive, as we told you earlier, was Vice President Mike Pence. His press secretary, Katie Miller. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms saying that the shooting death of an African-American man in her state was a lynching. On CNN's State of the Union, the mayor said she believes the only reason two men are now charged with the murder of Ahmaud Arbery is because of a video that became public. Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael were arrested late last week on murder and aggravated assault charges for the February 23rd shooting of Arbery as he was jogging through their neighborhood. And Major League Baseball will hold a conference. conference call with owners in a few hours to talk about a plan to start the season. The Athletic reports that if owners agree, the MLB would submit the proposal to the Players Union tomorrow. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. David Horowitz joins us now, the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. He also has a forthcoming book. Is it Humanix? Am I saying that right? Humanix?
Yes, Humanix. Yes. So that you can get it at Amazon.
Right, and as a pre-order, because the published date is not till June, right?
June 2nd, but it helps the book if you pre-order.
Right. This is all about the Blitz. Well, the title is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win.
It's a guide to the Trump wars. We're in a fight of our life as a country. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party has gone off the rails. It's an anti-American party. It's a totalitarian party. It's a racist party. And they character assassination is their preferred means of political discourse.
And David, when you say this, all the people have to do is observe the Democratic response during this COVID-19, the Democratic governors and others, how they've responded to it. It is rather totalitarian. It is draconian in essence. This situation that has come up with Tara Reid and the former Vice President Joe Biden, I mean, their response to this, I mean, you're exactly right. Yes.
Well, as I said, their only standard is the double standard. Mm. What it is it's a classic communist approach to politics. The ends justify the means. Mm-hmm. They think they're saving the planet from evil Republicans, and therefore, in their own minds, they will justify any crime, any lie, and you just see it daily. This is unbelievable. Now they're blaming the economy and the virus on Trump.
Of course.
It's unreal.
Right. Well, it's the blame game, and it's the ultimate of hypocrisy and arrogance, is it not?
Well, that sounds even too mild. It's treason is what it is.
Yeah.
We have a system where every 4 years we elect a commander-in-chief. That's our system. And our system also was created by the founders to produce compromise. That's why we have the Electoral College. That's why the Senate is undemocratic. Wyoming gets 500,000 people, gets two senators, and so does California with 35 or 40 million people. Mm-hmm. The idea is to slow things down so people, recapture their reason. The founders were very, very wise. And the Democratic Party is at war with the system itself.
Exactly.
Identity politics is racism. Mm-hmm. You get judged by your gender, your skin color, then your gender, then your sexual orientation. The individual disappears. This is what totalitarian states do. Mm-hmm. This is what Russia and China are about. Individuals don't count. The Chinese are perfectly happy to murder, as they have, 250,000 people already. And not think twice about it, because they think that they are, you know, they're saviors. They're building a Marxist paradise.
Right. Well, this is
very,
what...
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
I just did an article on Pelosi called Nancy Pelosi's Jesus Complex. I mean, here she's a leader of a party which is accusing Republicans and Trump of killing all these Americans, of treason, being in Putin's pocket, being Soviet agents or Russian agents, being racist, being sexist, being homophobed. And when Joanne Reed asks her if her COVID-19 legislation is going to include releasing criminals, convicted criminals from jail, her answer is, our caucus, our Democrat caucus, is very devoted to the gospel of Matthew. She sees herself not as the head of the hate party,
right,
what the Democrats are, mm-hmm, but the Jesus party. But if you think of yourself as a savior like Jesus, what crime would you not commit or support, and what lie would you not tell to get people to the promised land? And that's how every one of these Democrats in Congress think. It's a little different with the governors, because they're dependent on the federal government,
right,
to keep their jobs in their states. So they said some reasonable things.
Right.
But you look at the Congress, you look at the House, the Democrats control, it's a permanent coup. And that phrase, permanent coup, comes from a leftist, Taibbi, who's the political correspondent for Rolling Stone magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote an article, and he said that the people trying to get rid of Trump are more dangerous. And he hates, he's written two books attacking Trump, two bestsellers, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who are trying to get rid of them are more dangerous. He said, you don't understand that until you have waked up, as I have, in a country where you don't know who the president is going to be the next day.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a different world. David, I want to go back to what you said earlier when you talked about, you know, the treasonous trajectory that the Democratic Party has been on. And I would say that this is what the fundamental transformation of America looks like, which was introduced big time by Barack Obama. Barack Obama basically was the Trojan horse of the fruit of what we're seeing right now in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Would you not say?
Yes, and it's because of stupid white guilt over slavery, something that America, led the world in abolishing. All the slaves in America were enslaved by black Africans and bought at auctions,
mm-hmm,
all the ones who weren't born here.
Right.
And America gave 350,000 lives to free the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality. But, you know, if you're black like Barack Obama, you get away with treason. He's behind the coup. He's behind all the crap. I mean, just today they're reporting he's accusing people who want to investigate Biden and his son, his corrupt, that whole corrupt family, use their position and Biden's position as vice president to steal billions of dollars. That's a Russia disinformation project. Why is Obama sticking his neck out on this? Because he's behind the coup attempt.
Right.
He's the one who appointed Brennan. They didn't spy on the Trump campaign without him knowing about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way it was set up, even in the days of him departing, we know that Susan Rice wrote a plethora of CYA memos, as she was heading out the door. I mean, what was all that? I mean, there's just so much
speaking
evidence.
Traitors.
Yeah, exactly.
She's the one who unmasked Americans. You know, we're not supposed to have our intelligence agencies spying on Americans because they're in a different political party. She's the one who authorized that.
I know, and Hillary Clinton says we don't do that during the debate, if you recall, and the very things she said we don't, she's done, right? Yeah, exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from David Horowitz after this. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, and good to hear from you as well. You can drop me an email at bill@billmartinezlive.com. David Horowitz continues with us as we're talking about, what's happening in our world, and particularly I want to address the malignant hypocrisy that you wrote about, David, how the Democrats' lynching of Brett Kavanaugh is coming back to roost on their heads.
Yeah, you can count on it. The left will always eat its own.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say I've enjoyed anything more than this terrorist thing where these people are hoist on their own petards, is the phrase.
Yes.
Where they're become trapped in their own hypocrisy and lies. They went after Brett Kavanaugh because he was male, because he was white, because he was Christian. They went after Chuck Schumer, held a protest on the steps of the Supreme Court. What an anti-American thing that is. We have a judiciary that's supposed to be above politics and is supposed to be the referee. You hold a demonstration on the steps to pressure the Supreme Court justices to do your political will. And what he said, and he had every Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, these are people who are supposed to be looking at the record of Kavanaugh and judging it. This is before the hearings, before a sentence of evidence was submitted. And they're all pledging, I said, to, you know, fight to the death to keep Brett Kavanaugh from getting on the Supreme Court. And that's because he's a white Christian male.
Mm-hmm. He was going to challenge the status quo of Roe v. Wade. One guy.
Yeah, and then they take this liar. I mean, you have to consider Christine. Let's point out, because Tara Reid adored Biden, and she's still a diehard Democrat. Blasey Ford was a Trump hater. She was pro-abortion. She was a donor to the DNC. All these motivations for lying. And then she was exposed as a bald-faced liar in those hearings. She wanted to destroy Brett Kavanaugh's life from the shadows as a faceless accuser hiding herself. And she scrubbed her internet.
Exactly, I was going to say.
So you wouldn't know, but she wanted to remain anonymous. There's nothing more un-American than that. The Sixth Amendment guarantees you that you have the right in court to face your accuser. You notice the Democrats, the way they defend this indefensible, the whole indefensible procedure, no due process, is that it's just a job interview.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a public lynching for crying out tears. Anyway, she tried to do it as a faceless accuser. It's so important to Americans to be able to face your accusers and cross-examine them that we force little children who've been molested sexually to go into court and confront their accuser. But this, I don't even want to use the words that are coming to my head. This woman,
yes,
wretched human being, she wanted to destroy Kavanaugh and remain faceless. The Democrats, she went to all these Democrat hit lawyers, I mean, the spear carriers for the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
And they realized that a faceless accuser was not going to have that kind of credibility for the reasons I've mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So they forced her into the open. And then she said she's so traumatized by something that happened between two teenagers that didn't even involve sex. They were, fully dressed. And according to her, although this never happened, this event, Kavanaugh was so drunk that he rolled off her, which allowed her to escape. She was so traumatized by this thing that allegedly happened 37 years ago that she was afraid of flying. And then it came out in the hearing, and of course the Republicans were all too scared. They wanted to be called sexist, so
right,
they scared
exactly
to cross-examine her. So they got a female prosecutor of sex crimes, which was a very smart woman, to disarm her. and reveal that she had flown all over the South Pacific to pursue water skiing. She's a, you know, wealthy, comes from a wealthy family. And she had to confess that in court. Confess that in public and fly to Washington.
Yeah, with her affected voice,
she's
too, by the way. Yeah, exactly.
She's a Joe Biden-level liar. I don't know if any of your listeners have seen this video of Biden lying 30 or 40 years ago, claiming to have three college degrees, claiming to be at the top of his law school class when he was in the 75th out of 82.
Right. Well, here he is. He's been caught on plagiarism, all this. But David, getting back to this whole deal with the hashtag MeToo movement, Blasey Ford and the Democratic Party have done more to damage this movement and compromised it, you know, because...
I don't believe them anymore.
No, you can't. And it's interesting because the dichotomy here, you have in the case of Democratic women, whether you're talking about Marilyn Monroe, you're talking Paula Jones, you're talking Tara Reid, you're talking, Levy, Chandra Levy, Juanita Broderick. These were Democratic women who've been maligned by other Democratic women and the Democratic Party. And they want to...
sexual predators.
Exactly.
And the head, when the founder of Politico said, you know, if he's a sexual predator, I still want him for president.
Yeah.
I mean, this party doesn't speak for women. This party speaks for itself and its power and its socialist agendas, actually, their communist agendas.
Mm-hmm. And of course,
destroy American individual freedom. I mean, you know, it's all come out of this virus, arresting this mother and finding her, $7,000 and putting her in jail for a week because she wanted to feed her children and her employees' children.
Right.
When the shut, there's no reason for the shutdown. They said the shutdown was to flatten the curve. It's flattened and to protect hospital space. They're empty.
Yes. Yeah, protect hospital space, but yet we're going to send infected COVID patients to nursing homes, which are highly vulnerable. How does that make any sense,
David?
Yeah,
the only person in this country who you can actually say killed people is Cuomo.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
By ordering COVID patients into nursing homes.
Well, David, we have a lot to learn from this experience with COVID-19, and the American people have to wise up and see what's happened to their country and really take a stand, push back on these blue state governors with their draconian measures to say that, look, we are believers in the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We will continue to follow that order, and if you will not, we're going to vote you out of office, and we're going to make sure that you're replaced with people who are willing to believe and hold the principles that we do.
The Democrats want to destroy the economy because they want to destroy Trump.
Yes.
Who is their nemesis because he defends the Constitution, individual rights.
Well, this is what totalitarians do, David. They destroy. And what's the replacement? Just so that they can say they're in charge. This is all part and parcel of that fundamental transformation of America that Barack Obama had envisioned.
Who was brought up, I come from the identical background of Barack Obama. He was raised by communists. And I can tell you, when you see that the movement that you're part of is evil and is destructive and wants to destroy this country, the first thing that you do when you have that vision is you want to warn other people. Because they're always calling themselves peace, justice, social justice, and so forth. Barack Obama has never attacked the left. That tells me he's still a communist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, David, we got to leave it there as always. Appreciate the time. He is the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. You can go to frontpagemag.com /author/David Horowitz for more information. David's forthcoming book is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. That will be coming out in June. Pre-orders are now available on Amazon. David, thank you as always. Appreciate the time.
Thank
you, well, my friend.
Appreciate
Take care. God bless.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some White House officials and staffers now taking a break after two members of the White House team, including Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, tested positive for COVID-19. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett telling CBS's Face the Nation he's been leery about going to work since the news came out.
It is scary to go to work. I think that I'd be a lot safer if I was sitting at home than I would be going to the West Wing. But, you know, it's the time when people have to step up and serve their country.
Pence tested negative for the illness as recently as over the weekend, so they say there's no restrictions on his schedule. Jerry Stiller has died at 92.
No, we could learn to love each other.
I already love you, Arthur.
Well, then we're halfway there.
That from his role as Arthur Spooner on King of Queens. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Just like that, we're back with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, as COVID-19 continues to upend normal life, consumers and businesses are being bombarded by varying information, changing policies and resources for relief, from stay-at-home orders to stimulus checks and small business loans, as consumers seek clarity on what options apply to them and the steps they need to take to keep their households and businesses afloat. Cyber criminals are capitalizing on our fear and uncertainty. In fact, since the World Health Organization declared the COVID-19 outbreak a pandemic in early March, IBM X-Force has observed more than 6,000% increase. Chew on that for a moment. 6,000% increase in COVID-19 related spam. This is what fear does. It opens the door to all kinds of ne'er-do-wells and criminal activity. Cyber criminals are targeting confused consumers and vulnerable small business owners with lures capitalizing on the challenges and concerns that individuals are facing, from phishing emails impersonating the Small Business Association to U.S. banking institutions offering relief funds. Given this, how can consumers and business owners stay alert and safe from hackers during the season? Well, IBM Security and Morning Consult conducted the 2020 Consumer and Small Business COVID-19 Awareness Study that was designed to better understand how effective phishing
phishing attempts exploiting the global health crisis could be. The survey revealed respondents' lack of understanding in regard to the legitimate channels that government institutions use to communicate with constituents, as well as small business owners' uncertainty of the resources made available to them by the government. Now, some key highlights from the study include alleged emails from the IRS aren't raising red flags, small business owners' confusion grows, stimulus checks and COVID-19 testing become the perfect clickbait. Well, here to talk more about it is Snow with IBM. And Snow, we appreciate you, breaking this down and helping us understand because, these hackers, they're pros at this. I often say they're like, 10-degree black belts, and we're barely in our gis here, and they're just whipping us up.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. And you're right, it's pretty terrifying what's going on right now.
Well, let's talk about these scammers targeting. Who are they targeting and why?
So since the pandemic has started, it's really impacted everyone, especially consumers and small business owners. And like you just said, like they're constantly changing information from the stimulus checks, stay-at-home orders, small business loans, and even promise of vaccines. So with all that change and confusion, it's like the perfect breeding ground for scammers. And they're really targeting them by playing off of their fears and confusion.
Yeah.
And like you said, that statistic is just insane how much of an increase we've seen, 6,000% since COVID-19 was declared a pandemic.
It really demonstrates just how vulnerable we are, doesn't it?
It does, and it's pretty crazy to me that attackers just pay so much attention to what's going on, and they're constantly adapting to what's new in the news. So, they're using COVID-19-related scams, and now they're kind of moving a little bit towards targeting small business and impersonating the SBA or impersonating things like major banks such as American Express or Wells Fargo because people are expecting, that stimulus relief.
Exactly. Well, they're following the money, right? I mean, whether it's a small business loan or it's a stimulus check, they're going right after it. And whether they're using alleged emails from the IRS that we mentioned earlier, and this is not raising a red flag. I mean, we have been conditioned, sadly, if we get something from the IRS that we don't even question it. We just kind of respond, and next thing you know, we're biting into the clickbait.
Right. And one of the responses we got from people that we surveyed was 35% of people expected to hear from the IRS via email, which is crazy because the IRS has told us for years that they would never email us. So a lot of people are still expecting that.
Why would they just think that they're going to get a heads up about their stimulus check? Is that what they thought?
I think so, or maybe something to do with their taxes. But yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big percentage that's still expecting to hear that communication via email.
Now, what about small business owners? You say their confusion is growing. What's going on here?
Yeah, so since things are constantly changing with the funding, it gets confusing. So we've seen a lot of scam campaigns impersonating the SBA, and they send out emails, with updates, and sometimes they have links or attachments in them that could lead to malware or maybe a forged website to collect information. And because of, the pandemic and the confusion, a lot of times small business owners, right, they're under pressure and they're scared, so they're acting fast and they're not really slowing down to pay attention to what the email actually says.
Yeah, and these IBM, forgive me, Snow. These scammers that IBM has been exposing here, I mean, they're good at what they do, right? I mean, they know how to play into our fears. I mean, this is quite a network that they have created for themselves. And so they go out there, they're testing the market, they're seeing, what bait is working, and they've refined this whole thing. So explain to our audience a little bit more what this looks like.
One of the examples is we've seen a scammer pretend to be a major bank, and they send out an email saying that you've received your stimulus fund credit, but first you have to sign in and authenticate yourself. So if you were to click the link and you go to a website, it looks identical to your bank's login page. So if you give your username and password, the attackers then have that information, and they can log into your bank and do things like empty out your account or do wire transfers on your behalf. So we're seeing a lot of different trends like that right now.
And so how do small businesses or everyday people, you know, what things do they need to look at in terms of these scammers so that we know for sure that it's a scam?
So I call them red flags. One of the first one is to really pay attention to who is emailing you. It might say it's from American Express, but the scammers can be using emails like support at 12345.info. So make sure you're paying attention to that. We've also seen scammers actually spoof legitimate email addresses, and the SBA.org was one of them. So even though it looks legitimate, it still might not be. Or caller ID spoofing is another thing that attackers like to do. So they can make their phone number appear to be any phone number they want, like your bank or your IT department. Something else to stay to look out for is what I call fraud speak. It's really where the email looks like it's written with English as a second language, or it might have words that don't exactly make sense.
Right.
And then the last thing attackers love to do that's pretty successful is use a sense of urgency. That's where they use phrases with deadlines, such as, you must complete this in the next 24 or 48 hours. And when there's urgency in play, people respond a lot faster than they normally would.
Mm-hmm. And so I would probably think, Snow, that you would say that if you sense a red flag, go with your senses, right?
Exactly. If the email kind of looks shady, it probably is. So if you receive an email that you think is from your bank, don't click on any links or open attachments. Instead, go to your bank's website directly. And a lot of times, because of the pandemic right now, they'll have information just on their home page or maybe a button to an FAQ page with all the information you're probably looking to find.
Yeah, before, and you concerned me here for just a moment if I heard you right, is that I would look to the URL. If the URL is goofy, then forget it altogether. But you're saying these scammers are getting so good that they're able to present the URL almost as if it's, you know, coming directly from the bank?
Right. The email address they can impersonate, so the email address looks exactly like the bank or whoever they're impersonating.
Well, that's a great recommendation that we go directly to the bank. I've done that more and more, but not necessarily as a specific habit, but I'm going to up my game in that particular area as well. So this is some great advice. Now, what else can consumers and small business owners do to protect themselves? No, we got about 40 seconds left here. And maybe after that, just go ahead and tell the listeners where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. So I think slowing down is key. A lot of times we're on our phones and the screen's small, so really pay attention to the emails and question things. Like I mentioned, go to the website directly and enable multi-factor authentication, so that extra layer of security. And if listeners would like more information, you can go to IBM.com/COVID-19.
She is a chief people hacker, believe it or not, with IBM X-Force Red. Snow has been our guest. Snow, great information here. Thank you for all your help. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, we sure do, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in on the good fight, huh? Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and the one and only Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family Plugged In.com joins us now. Mr. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Getting through this shutdown and all this social distancing and everything, I think we are adapting. People are still a little nervous, and understandably, it's going to take a little time for us to get confidence. And, of course, the thing is so difficult, we've been insisting on this show, is that we get the facts, Jack. I mean, this is part of the problem where people lose confidence is when, there's really... there's a lack of truth and veracity on some of these numbers. These models are all over the place. Adam, I could tell you, well, I was surprised in Florida. I did go by a pretty good sized church the other day, and they were actually open, which I was glad to see. But not all churches in Florida are opening up. And so probably in the next couple of weeks, we're probably going to see more churches opening. I don't know what it's like there in Colorado. Are the churches still online only?
Yeah, they are, and my wife actually is a pastor of the church that we go to, and we haven't made a final decision yet because we're trying to wait for input from our governor, Jared Polis, and I think that churches are sort of two minds. One of them is really landing on the religious liberty side of things and saying you don't have any right to tell us we can't gather, and I think that there are other churches that really are sort of coming down on the side of we want to really respect what our local government officials are saying and listening to them. And honestly, there's biblical arguments to be made both ways.
Exactly.
But I think as we get toward June, I think the buzz around here is that as we get into June, we're going to see more churches opening up again.
Exactly, and I think that will be welcomed, though I will say the numbers I'm hearing online listenership and viewership is through the roof.
Through the roof.
You know, Franklin Graham, Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, the vice president there, Tom Phillips was on with us last week, said their 24/7 prayer line is through the roof. You know, people are turning to God in this, and I say, look at again, if we want to get over this, you know, I think this is an opportunity, as you and I talked about last week. We deal with you know, moments and choices, and I believe the moment and choice that we're on right now is, do we want to make God great again?
Yeah,
you know,
I think that's exactly right, and I think those of us who follow Jesus, there's a place for wisdom. We don't want to be reckless, but there's also a place for courage. I don't think that we need, because we have a faith that transcends, we should be the ones who are able to say, it's going to be okay. And
right.
Don't take stupid risks. Don't be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go into a store without a mask and cough all over everybody. But, you know, I think if we can all sort of say, we're going to try to be grown-ups together, we're going to use hand sanitizer, we're going to use masks, you know, if we really are in a place where we need them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place for wisdom and courage, I think, to really mm-hmm. to guide us, as opposed to just this sort of lockdown, crippling fear that can take over. And I get it. I've been really, really sick with respiratory stuff for 2 months.
Mm,
so
yes.
I'm not taking unnecessary risks. But
exactly.
Can we trust people to be adults here?
Well, and that's the thing. You see, gosh, I, you know, recently when I'd gone to church before this broke out, I mean, you got people coming to church that are coughing and sneezing and whatever. It's like, come on, please, you know. I think maybe this will up the game. The other thing, like you said, there's arguments both sides. I have, you know, for me, you know, I hear what God says. God says he'll protect us
yeah.
from plagues. He'll protect us from diseases. And I believe that. And
yeah.
so I am encouraging and praying for the church that they will believe it. I mean, because in a sense, you know, our belief in our churches are up for the test right now. And as you say, as an example, now, if as an example, the churches open up again and there's no outbreak because in the name of Jesus, we're believing in what God said he would do
right.
because you have the faithful coming back. And turning to God, as I said, this is choices and moments that are coming in a way. And I wrote this commentary this weekend that's in reactionarytimes.com. And it is that, you will, you know, in making this decision to make God great again, you will realize God's benefit. And then we are an example to others. But we have to be faithful to that call because we know
right.
historically people have, you know, given God a lot of lip service and then said, hey, where are you?
Right.
Well, you know, God's not going to put up with that. And
right.
we need to be real, and this is the opportunity for us to really become, I believe, the next greatest generation if we meet this moment and time and appropriate choice and choose rightly. I think what we pass on to the next generations, Adam, is something that could be historical. This is the opportunity, but
yeah.
just on that time when Jesus was on the donkey above Jerusalem, and before that he wept over the city of Jerusalem because he knew they were missing their time. You know, is Jesus sitting up over the nations of this world and weeping because we're missing our moment?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And let me use that as a very strange segue. I think one of the ways that we can miss the moment is, you know, when we're buried in entertainment and screens. And I say that with one finger pointing out and four pointing back towards me, because I have three kids, and, you know, after 7 or 8 weeks in the house, I don't even know where we're at. It feels like Groundhog Day, right?
Right.
It's really easy for the screens to just take over, and we're battling that too. So mm-hmm. I don't say that as a parent who has it figured out. I say it as a parent who is struggling, just like lots of others out there, to hold those lines and those boundaries. Now, that said, you know, Plugged In exists to give people a sense of what's out there, what's good and bad, what has problems, what might be navigable. And certainly we're also seeing numbers on streaming go through the roof as well because, you know, people are locked down. So,
yeah, exactly.
But I think there's a line between really being able to enjoy good and redemptive entertainment and not binging on stuff that's just junk. You know?
Exactly. It's amusement. Heads up, I don't know if you saw this or not, but our good friends at Sight and Sound, Katie Miller is going to be on with us in a couple of days. Well, actually, tomorrow she's going to be on with us. And we're talking about a one night only again, because it happened before Easter. But they're bringing it back. And Jesus, because of the popularity, millions of people watched the first ever TV broadcast of Sight and Sound Theater's stage production on Easter weekend, as Jesus debuted on TBN. This is spectacular. If you have not seen this, I mean, the scenery, the storytelling, the effects that they do. I just sat there in awe, Adam, watching that. I just thought, wow, that's terrific. And so the good news is it's going to be on broadcast once again on TBN.
Yep.
That's on Wednesday, May 13th.
Night, right? And
yeah, so save the date.
For streaming on Friday, I believe.
That is correct, on DVD and digital download on Friday, May the 15th. So some good stuff there and something worthy of your screen and for your family to take. And also, I will share this with you. This might be a neat deal to do because I know a lot of people are missing the communion experience.
Yeah.
And I was talking with Sherry Rigby. And they did this for the Passion of the Christ, which I thought was so neat, and I wish I had thought of it, but it was her husband. And so I'll share his idea with you. And that is when they were there for the Last Supper, and they were doing the First Communion service, the husband unit says, honey, let's do communion with the apostles and Jesus.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Was that cool? Oh, my gosh, I thought that was awesome.
We did one for church where we encouraged everybody to bake their own bread at home.
Without yeast.
Without yeast, and to share that together during our online church service. Hey, back to the Jesus production that's going to be on Wednesday night. We will be reviewing that. Our review should be up either today or tomorrow, so people can check that out and get a sense of what we're talking about. And just to add to what you're saying, our reviewer, his name's Bob Hoos, he spent about 25 years in stage production of various kinds, and he said they do things in this stage production, he said, he's never seen, and he's not even sure how they did it.
Exactly. It's first class. I mean, this is a thing that a lot of people of faith have been really, you know, hard on theater productions and just saying, is it worthy of God's glory? Let me tell you what Sight and Sound has done. And it's interesting to hear him say that because I'm watching what they're doing as well and the effects, and it's really, there's so many cool scenes. But when they do the pig scene, you know, when the pigs are, start jumping over the cliff, it is so cool the way they've done that. Not to mention all the other water and rain effects. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to be watching it too, so I'm looking forward to seeing it this week.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we got about a minute left. Let's run down some streaming options like Valley Girl and How to Build a Girl, the half of it. You know?
Yeah, lots of girls this week. Yes. The emphasis this week is on teen girls. Mm-hmm. Valley Girl is a remake of the 1980s movie that some may remember had Nicolas Cage in it. It's interesting. We often think that culture is just getting worse and worse and worse and worse, and in many ways that's true. But this is a PG-13 remake of a movie that was definitely a hard R, much raunchier version in the 80s. Now, it's still got some problems, so check out our review of that. How to Build a Girl is about a 16-year-old girl who decides she wants to be a rock and roll correspondent and become very sexually liberated, really problematic. Half of it is a teen love triangle with two of the three participants being in a same-sex attraction situation. So that's where we're at with teen girl romances this week, though.
Well, Adam Holtz, the director of PluggedIn.com, great work, and congratulations to the team, even in the midst of COVID-19 and everybody involved with Focus on the Family.
Thanks, Bob.
We're praying for you. Thank you very much. Great job, Adam. Take care, buddy. God bless. Be safe.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to